This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new reissue featuring clarinetist and soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet. He's considered the first great jazz saxophonist and the only early jazz musician to rival Louis Armstrong as a soloist. Still, Kevin says Bechet had to fight to make himself heard.
There have been many bullheaded pioneers in jazz, but few as stubborn as Sidney Bechet, some of whose recordings from the 30s and early 40s are on a new reissue, the legendary Sidney Bechet on RCA Bluebird. The clarinetist grew up in New Orleans when the music was young and remembered jazz before musicians' habits of convenience solidified into law. When the rules for ensemble playing did take shape, he found himself a clarinet player in a world where trumpet was king. In New Orleans-style jazz, the trumpet takes the lead while the clarinet weaves a supporting line around it. But Bechet declined to accept his second-class status. When he asserted himself, he came in for the same criticisms feminists heard 40 years later, that he didn't know his place or wanted to be something that he wasn't. They even said his voice was too shrill. Sidney Bechet became empowered in the early 1920s when he shifted his focus from the clarinet to the soprano saxophone, which plays in the same range but is a lot louder. With an instrument made of brass, he could compete with trumpeters on their own terms. Listen to Bechet and trumpeter Tommy Ladner knock heads jockeying for the lead on I Found a New Baby from 1932. In challenging the established hierarchy of instruments, Bechet paved the way for the liberation of subservient bassists and drummers decades later. By adapting a fluid clarinet conception to the huff-and-puff sax in the early 20s, Bechet influenced literally every jazz saxophonist to come, including all the ones from Charlie Parker to Steve Lacy, who sought escape from the old man's wide vibrato. Duke Ellington, who loved a distinctive instrumental voice, was a great admirer of Bechet. According to John Chilton, in his fine biography, Sidney Bechet, The Wizard of Jazz, published a few months ago, Bechet's 1941 version of Ellington's The Mooch was the composer's favorite. The Bechet Sextet's skeletal version of Duke Sound anticipates by more than a decade Charles Mingus's miniaturized Ellington. With Bechet on The Mooch are trumpeter Henry Goodwin and trombonist Vic Dickinson. Bechet scorned the idea that he was a mere Dixieland musician and played a wide variety of material. The anti-lynching song Strange Fruit was made famous by Billie Holiday. But when Bechet recorded it in 1941, he gave it the raw blues power of Bessie Smith and a touch of Enrico Caruso. Thank you. I'm glad RCA is dipping into its Bechet stockpile again. This new reissue isn't the whole meal. The double album set of his Bluebird sides RCA released in the 70s was more generous. But this is a good first helping. Still, if the big record companies didn't let classics like this go out of print, they wouldn't have to reissue them every 10 years, would they? Do they do this to Toscanini, too?
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the reissue The Legendary Sidney Bechet on the RCA Bluebird record label. Fresh Air.